Oh, it's fish in a barrel today, Doran. We figure we'll just talk ball. And then Cam Hayward wants more money. We figure we just talk ball. Then Chris Boswell wants more money. And there's nothing that bothers listeners more, the fan base more, than millionaires wanting to get richer, which is weird because we're talking about money being paid out by a billionaire.
Yeah, right.
Got to protect that guy's wallet. Got a lot of this morning via Twitter and on the text line. What precedent example does this set for an overall pretty young team? It's a business, and he signed the deal. Look, if young guys like Derek Harmon blossom into a top five player at his position or the best in the world at his position, and they want to sit out at some point because they feel like they're being underpaid, I would consider that a good problem to have. What kind of precedent are you setting? That's the question. Hayward is an all-pro, and Chris Boswell's the very best in the world at what he does. I look at these as unique situations. TJ Watt, same thing. One of, if not the best in the world at what he does. And they just simply want to be paid like they're the best at their respective positions.
It's really not that hard to figure out. It's really not that hard to comprehend. This has been going on, and this is a part of business in the NFL. Now, what precedent is he setting? If he was like George Pickens, okay, I agree with you. What precedent are you setting on the field? Now, when you run your routes, are you dogging it? But we're talking about somebody, like, we're talking about the financial business part of this. I don't know why people get so mad. It's not your money. It is not your money coming out of your pockets or from your family that you're paying Cam Hayward. Why do you care? You know when Cam Hayward shows up, he shows up and he plays hard.
Yep.
That's all you should care about. Why are you upset? Why are people upset if Cam Hayward wants more money? Who cares? It's not he's going to show up. The reason why he wants more money is because he was great last year.
Yep.
Isn't that what you want? Don't you want great players?
I would rather it play out like this than Cam Hayward have had the repeat season that he had.
Right.
The year prior where he had 11 games and 2 sacks and he was hurt and he was playing through injury. That's the other thing. He played through injury.
It just blows my mind that people get so mad when guys want more money. Why do you care?
It would be different. Like the Watt thing, that made some sense to me why people would get bummed out because we're talking about the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL and the way that affects the salary cap, you could reasonably argue you're not going to be able to surround whomever rookie quarterback with more talent.
But you're not paying quarterbacks.
That too. And this is different than that because we're talking about, what, $13 million as opposed to $41 million.
Maybe.
And we'll see where it all falls. Yeah, but
still,
I think it's a reasonable, educated guess.
It's $27 million in cap space. Why do you care?
Right. You're not going
to spend $27 million. Why do you care? Spend all the way up to the cap.
They should spend it.
Why does anybody care?
Like, we get a text, and we love Coach Ed. Coach Ed's one of our best callers, texters. He listens every day. He said he's a cardiac critical care nurse, and he doesn't make good money. Look, thank you for what you do, and you are saving lives. Totally understand that. But you are worth what a market says you're worth. And I want to be careful here because my mom also was a cardiac critical care nurse. And, like, yeah, nurses are underappreciated. Same with teachers, and that list can go on and on and on. But this is capitalism. We all pay lots of money to go to Steeler games. And the NFL makes billions of dollars selling the TV rights. Why? Because we all consume it. That money, a lot of it, goes to the players who entertain us every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. I'm tired of the analogies that people try to draw to real life. It ain't the same thing as going into a job and you have your card and you punch it in.
It's not. There's only so many people who do this.
Like, right.
This job for a reason.
There are hundreds of defensive tackles. He's 36 and was one of the 5 best in the NFL last year. And they've got money to spend and he wants some of that money to be spent on him. And we make him out to be some sort of pariah. Not you and me, but the listener. It's weird. Like, if you're going to be loyal and reward anybody on this roster, how is Cam Hayward not beloved? I get it. 1 sack in 8 playoff games. Maybe I've just answered my own question. He knows he's got to be better in the playoff games. I know he's got to be better in the playoff games. We all know he's got to be better in the playoff games. But locker room leader, Walter Payton Man of the Year, still playing at the highest of high levels this late into his career. 2 years ago when he wasn't playing at a high level, that's because he played through injury for himself. Hell no, for the team. And you can't shift money that you're already going to have to pay him later on just to pay him now. I'm at a loss a little bit.
I mean, I'm at a loss. And like, if people don't want to hear what you just said, which you're at, you know, factually correct about Cam Hayward, if people, you know, there's people out there like, I don't care about the Walter Payton Man of the Year, things of that nature. What do you do for the team? He did a lot last year. Personally, I know that they didn't win playoff games, but he did. He was regarded as one of the best at his position.
He was the best player on the defense last year. He was better than Watt was last year. Watt was invisible down the stretch. TJ was better. Cam was better.
I could see if this was, you know, if he had 5 sacks last year and got hurt, but he was regarded as one of the best.
If he had 5 sacks last year and got hurt, I think people would be calling for his head.
Yes.
That's just the way it goes.
It boggles my mind that people really care this much about somebody getting paid or not. You should care about their production on the field.
One more. Here's a tweet. He's under contract. Don't be such a fanboy. I don't know how this makes me a fanboy, how this makes us fanboys. I want Cam Hayward to play this year. They've put a lot of eggs into this year's basket. Ramsey and Rodgers, and we don't need to list all the guys. I would prefer that Cam Hayward be a part of this thing. And also, him sitting out of practice in the 11-on-11 stuff, who gives a rat's ass? That's better.
Yeah.
Way better. In fact, Watt practicing as much as he does, it skeezes me out a little bit. So we can take more calls on this, but let's get into Mike Tomlin. He spoke yesterday before practice, which is important because there was a high-profile injury maybe in practice yesterday that Tomlin doesn't talk about in his press conference. But he was asked, hey, who's playing against the Jags on Saturday?
As always in the preseason, participation or no is a component of the equation. And I've identified some guys that won't be playing in this game this week, and it has nothing to do with injury. They need less runway to take off, to be quite honest with you, because of their experience and where they are in their careers. Oftentimes, I preserve them through this process while providing more opportunity for those that need more preparation or more opportunity to display their talents and so forth. And so here's a list of some guys that won't be playing in this game. Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Jonnu and Muth. Isaac won't be playing in the offensive line. Jaylen Warren won't play at running back. The top three corners, Ramsey, Porter, and Slay won't play. D. Elliott will not play. Patrick Queen will not play. Cam and TJ will not play. Herbig will not play. Boz will not play.
And a partridge in a pear tree. My God. Mm-hmm. And yet I would imagine that in Jacksonville, they'll probably be charging full price for the tickets there. Now, the Jags will be playing their starters, but to me, this then presents a massive opportunity for a couple of guys in particular. I got 4 guys here that I'm really excited for the opportunity they're going to get. Calvin Austin, he's banged up. He hasn't been practicing. He's not going to play. Now, Roman Wilson's the guy I was alluding to before.
Mm-hmm.
He had a little tender groin yesterday. I would hope that that's not going to keep Roman Wilson out of the game. My man needs to play.
Yep.
Because if he does, he's probably going to be target share number one guy.
No doubt.
Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
The other running backs ain't going to play. Now, I guess we could see Kenneth Gainwell. No Highsmith, Watt, or Herbig. Jack Sawyer going to get a lot of burn. And then, because Deshaun Elliott's not going to play, you're going to get to see Juan Thornhill and Chuck Clark, which might actually be the only starter position battle we've got on this roster. So all these dudes ain't playing, but that doesn't mean they're not stuff worth watching, because they're sure as heck is.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. I mean, I'm going to be interested in Peyton Wilson, obviously Jack Sawyer. Even Corey Trace, I don't know if he's still banged up. I mean, he's always banged up, so he needs to be out there. Even Echols, you know, to be whenever they do want to do like a base-ish kind of defense or a nickel base where they don't want Ramsey in the slot and Nichols can play in the slot and Ramsey can play on the outside, things of that nature, mix and match guys. Nichols, from everything I've heard, has had a pretty decent camp. So
they
I
really
see
like
him.
Him.
Yeah, I want to see him a lot.
Unfortunately, Doran, you will not get to see Corey Trice because, unsurprisingly, he is out.
Did you say that already?
I did not.
Okay.
I had to go back and double check.
All right. There's one more I just had in my mind.
Well, you're too busy over there simping for Cam Hayward.
Right.
You can't possibly think.
Is that what somebody texted in?
Because you're a fanboy. No, I was
simping.
Simping.
I'm simping.
Mm-hmm. That's what I bet you
$5 we see Mark Robinson at fullback.
Ooh. Ooh, we're betting now.
Yeah.
Can is in.
I bet you he has a rep at fullback.
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. And this is totally reaching for analysis by way of me wanting to just take the other side here so that I can get a free can is in. If ever there was a time for Connor Hayward to get all the shine, Cam, we love your brother. This guy's outstanding, and he's got an uphill battle just to make the roster. Now, he's a big special teams contributor, but they got a bunch of those guys. I think we're going to see a lot. If they go fullback, we're going to see a lot of Connor Hayward, baby.
He's going to be starting tight end.
Crap. Poop. Dang it. Who are you looking forward to seeing tomorrow? 412-928-9370, and if you want to bitch, moan, and complain about a millionaire looking for more millions, you could do that too, because the phone lines have absolutely exploded. Again, at 412-928-9370. You can also text us on that number. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us at @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, @Callis_33. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm a little bit surprised that we're not going to see Herbig. I thought that you would see the backups play, but I think they view him like weirdly as a starter because he's such a great situational pass rush guy.
Yeah, I am surprised, though, too.
But we're going to see a lot of Jack Sawyer.
Yeah, he's going to be all over the place.
So what happens here? If we do not see Mark Robinson, I get Zinn. And if we do see Mark Robinson at fullback,
yes,
you get Zinn.
Correct. You like that bet? Goal line?
I think you're gonna win that bet. Real talk, regardless of whether I'm paying for Zinn or not, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I mean, he was a running back in college.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
That dude's a brick you-know-what house. And I think you get creative there from a roster standpoint. I mean, he's their fourth linebacker. I think he's going to make the team. I thought he wouldn't make the team. But if he's going to, find a way to use him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
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 Look at my wheels are spinning already.
I know.
For more things that we're going to see.
That little hamster in my head is going really fast on the wheel right now. You ever have a hamster growing up, Harry? I could see your family being a hamster family.
Yeah, I had a couple.
You had a couple of hamsters?
Not at the same time.
I see.
One died, and then we got another one.
Same.
And we didn't take care as well of that second one, which is a shame, so we didn't get a third.
We had a mouse. We had one of them little white lab mice, and it lived for like 4 years. And then it died a horrific death. It got this infection and all its hair fell off. R.I.P. Ariel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My hamster, Snowflake, died from eating one of my pirate's pennants. The plastic on the back of the, you know, those little triangle pennant thingies. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It like got to it.
How big was it? The pennant?
It was like laying on the ground. And I guess like it was like, you know, my Snowflake was like reaching out the cage and like grabbed it and it started chewing on it. And then all of a sudden I came in my room and it was like Snowflake was on its side. Dead, and the pennant was like chewed up. There was like little teeth in it. I'm like, dang.
My sister was very close to our cat growing up, Libby. It was like her cat. The cat loved her more than any other animals. Well, my sister was off at college. Libby passed away. R.I.P. Great cat. Well, my dad didn't know what to do, and he wanted my sister to get to say goodbye to Libby, so he wrapped her in a towel and put her in the extra freezer. And one day I'm going in there for like some Tyson chicken tenders and there's just a dead frozen cat in the freezer.
That's just insane.
Yeah. Is that insane, Harry?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's wild.
You got any weird pet stories? We wouldn't mind hearing those either. We're just getting inundated with texts now. People telling us how their beloved family pets were killed tragically, and I'm not going to read them on the air. That's a terrible way to have people wake up and then drive to work on a football Friday.
Uh-huh.
But I have a serious problem with the text line, and I read every text that comes in. And so now I am being poisoned by all of these terrible family pet death stories.
Oh, I really did a thing once. I don't know if I want to say it now. It's something that scarred me for life.
Didn't your cat crawl into your dryer or something?
No.
Oh.
I never owned a cat.
That happened to my friend Matt Mueller. His cat went into the dryer. You might as well just say it now, Harry.
Yeah.
I killed my sister's bird on accident when I was like 6.
How?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was squeezing it. I was holding it real tight.
Oh, my goodness.
You're like the dude in the Mice and Men.
Yes.
I was six.
Attend the rabbits, George.
I was 6 years old.
Attend the rabbits, George.
And I was squeezing it. And I was like,
really? Attend the rabbits. I love the birdie.
The birdie,
it's beautiful birdie. What kind of birdie? Like a
parakeet.
Oh, my God.
Again, I was
you
six.
Squeezed it?
I was six. Okay, Lenny was not six.
Lenny?
Lenny was an adult in Of Mice and Men. I was 6.
A fair point to make by you, but hilarious for everyone.
Lenny had the mind
bird.
Of a six-year-old.
Exactly, that's the point. An adult having the mind of a six-year-old is different from a six-year-old having the mind of a six-year-old.
Yeah, but, I mean, have some sense. I mean, Lenny... I mean, that
was six!
I mean, still, as a six-year-old...
I didn't know I was going to kill it.
I saw my five-year-old yesterday pick... very delicately, a caterpillar egg off of our milkweed in the backyard. And that, hopefully, caterpillar will grow to become a monarch butterfly one day.
I mean, that's the reason why I have, like, appreciation for, like, all creatures of life. Like, I don't kill flies. I'm that sensitive. Like, so, I just felt so bad.
What
I
was
did.
The bird's
still-
name?
Lily.
So Lily died so all the flies could live. Net positive for the universe. 412-928-9370. Dave in North Huntington has been waiting patiently through all of this. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. So, I'm on Cam's side, definitely. I think all these people they need to wake up. This isn't, like, your job. You can't do this.
No.
You're not a professional athlete. I mean, the guy from day one has busted his ass every play. I mean, when do you ever see someone once again, his age or whatever, but, I mean, my man's running downfield making tackles 15 yards from the line of scrimmage, and he's 36 years old. I mean, he gives all he has and always has given everything he has for this team. There's nothing wrong with him wanting guaranteed money after his performance last year.
Totally agree with you, Dave.
Like you said,
and it has to
do...
He
has a down year this year, they cut him.
And you're right. And it has to do with what's behind him, too. And thank you for the call. Like, we had a different conversation about Cam Hayward's contract last year than we did about TJ Watt's contract this year.
Yeah.
Like, because of the roster. And now we're being told that Y.A. Black, who's another guy I'm excited to see tomorrow night, mm-hmm. is like their fourth best defensive lineman. And while that's good for Y.A. Black, I think that's terrible for the development of the Isaiah Loudermilks of the world. Hey. So. Next year, when you want to draft your quarterback, and you probably need a wide receiver, and oh my God, you might need a left tackle, now you're going to have to draft a defensive tackle in, what, round 2 to replace Cam Hayward? They might have to do that anyway. It's probably good business to do it anyway, maybe not in the second round, but they're going to have a lot of needs next year, and you don't want... to have to rely on a rookie again for the second consecutive season to be plug and play, and like you're going to have to count on that guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like you want him to be able to sit behind Cam Hayward if possible, especially if he's not a first round pick like Derek Harmon. So I think that all factors into it too. 412-928-9370.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I can't get my mind off a cow squeezing the bird. Then I started picturing the little kid in Dumb and Dumber. Like, I just my mind's all messed up right now.
You had to have been just devastated because you're just trying to love on that bird.
Oh, well, actually, I was squeezing it and it was like twitching a little bit, and I was like,
okay, we don't need them.
That's interesting. And then,
why did you squeeze it?
It was interesting. I was 6. I was curious, and then I was like, oh no, I heard it. Not good. And it was walking around a little bit. I thought I was gonna live, and then it didn't. And I was like, oh, man, it haunts me to this day. Like, that's one of the most tragic things that I've buried in my mind. Like, it's...
What color was the bird?
It was like light blue.
Oh,
very beautiful,
beautiful
bird, yeah. We did get another one after that named Lucy, and that one lived a very long life. And then we got a third one named Stella Luna, and my sister didn't feed it, and then it died. So, I mean, I mean, tragedy. Tragedy for the Parakeets.
Must.
Two of the three.
Must squeeze bird.
That's not what it was about.
Think about it.
No.
It's like,
it was tragic. I'm telling you.
Of course.
That was the moment that I was like, oh, man, life is precious. Like, honestly.
Whenever I was 6 years old,
I can remember
that long. And whenever my children were six and are six, I would know not to squeeze a bird to death. I can vividly remember when I was six, and I knew at that time that I shouldn't squeeze a bird to death.
You're wiser than I am, man.
No. It has nothing to do with it. It's just, you don't squeeze a bird and crunch them to death.
I didn't know I was going to kill it, and I didn't, like, squeeze it all the way. I just squeezed it hard enough to end up killing it. I mean, it was walking around after I did it. I thought it was going to live, and then it just didn't.
Callous, man.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
It didn't die in my grip, if that's what you want to say. Like, I didn't just like go like, urgh.
It died via your grip.
Yeah, no, it was definitely that. I mean, it
what after? Like, what?
Yeah, so
I like, don't need. We don't need. We don't need it. We don't need
yeah,
it.
I don't need. We don't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, don't think about like monster guy just like crush. Like that's all what it was.
That's what I was thinking about.
It's all I can think about.
You're right. It's consumed. It's living rent free in my mind right now. I can't. We have to go to break at some point.
We're going
to
do that right now.
I need to reset.
You can continue to call in at 412-928-9370. And if you want to complain about the Cam Hayward future contract, you could do that. You want to talk about Boswell? We can entertain those calls. But we're talking about players we're excited to see in preseason game number one tomorrow. All right, last thing on this, or else the show is just not going to be able to go on. But Callis admitted live on the air to accidentally squeezing his sister's little birdie to death. And he was six. It's like, this didn't happen yesterday. But I just imagine Harry wearing one of them little propeller hats.
I do own one. You remember that, right? Did you not see the Twitter video once of me wearing it? I did that a couple months ago.
Mike Tomlin on the starting offensive line, how much are they going to play tomorrow?
We'll play by ear, and that's what I meant. We've made no plans about the amount of play time for those suited at this juncture. We might view some of those instances on an individual basis. We might view some of those decisions on somewhat of a collective basis because of the cooperative work component of development. We'll have a better understanding of that or our intentions in that area as we get closer to the game. To be quite honest with you, this time of year, 48 hours out is a long time. And then we won't be opposed to being light on our feet and make decisions based on what we see in game along those lines.
I'm not going to read the text here that says ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Callis squeezed that bird's neck and it bust. I'm not going to.
Not squeeze its neck. It was a parakeet. It was too small to have a neck. Or a big one, at least.
So we're not going to see Isaac Seumalo tomorrow. And I made a mountain out of that molehill early in camp. I said, man, if Seumalo's out a long time, that's going to really hurt the development of Broderick Jones. Lo and behold, Broderick, in pads, with Seumalo on his right, has looked a lot better in recent days. And, look, he did not look good without pads. That we're getting, not glowing reports, but not the, oh my God, this guy sucks reports that we had earlier in camp. This is a good sign.
Well, he won a lot of reps yesterday, from what I read.
Yeah.
So, I mean, close to glowing reports at this point.
Compared to where he was.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. Now, we'll see tomorrow how he plays because he's not going to have Isaac.
Correct.
And it'll be probably Spencer Anderson.
I would think. Now, the Steelers made a signing, which we will get to in a moment here. But he is the most important Steeler this year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, but by extension, his blindside protector. Look at what happened last night. Anthony Richardson, this is his final shot to be a starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. And bang, drilled, finger comes out, it's no good, and In comes Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones is going to get the next start anyhow. Like, buddy, it might be over for him. It might be. I don't want to be like too hyperbolic, but your left tackle sucks. That could be Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rodgers obviously not going to play tomorrow, but I'm not a great offensive line expert breaking things down technically. Here's what I don't want to see. Him give up a sack.
Right.
I want to see him move people in the running game.
Right.
Simple stuff.
I'm right with you, but to add to that, I don't want to see him take a rep, and then the rep, something happens to the rep, and then he's like looking around. I don't want to see him like looking around, like, you know, at the end of a play or during a play, like, oh, I messed up. Like, what happened? Where's
yeah.
the guy? I don't want to see him like, you know, all kind of in a tizzy, like, oh man, like what, like, if you see that, then he's not on the same page. He's not registering. It's not clicking.
Right. Like, uh-oh, yep. He's scoozy. And we've seen it with him before. We've seen one negative thing happens, and there's this spiral effect for Broderick Jones. We saw it in the preseason game last year. He gets Olaid for a sack, and then you could tell he's thinking. And he was banged up, too, but hey, if you're out there, you got to play well. And then Gregory Rousseau gets another sack, and then Gregory Rousseau gets another sack. Like, these things stacked upon each other. He has that bad holding penalty in the Denver Broncos game. He's splitting time with Troy Faltano at right tackle. One penalty turns to two, turns to three, and your ass is on the bench. I don't want to see him make mistakes. If he does make a mistake, I don't want to see those mistakes compound.
Mm-hmm.
Texter writes in, there's a choking is chicken joke in there for Harry.
You, it was not my penis. Nope, it was an actual bird.
412-928-9370. We'll tell you about the newest Pittsburgh Steeler. They signed an offensive lineman yesterday, coming up in the next segment, but we've had a couple of people waiting on hold for a long time here. Let's get to them. Taylor in Columbus, good morning.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Man, Taylor, you have heard a lot in your 33 minutes being on hold, man.
Yep.
I have, for sure, and I wanted to say my piece. You know, I understand that it's not my money that we would be paying Cam with, but I have a question for Dorian. Do we see any of the money if Cam signs? Why should we care about the billionaire's money, but we don't see any of that money that Cam gets? I mean, he doesn't deserve it, in my opinion. 1-8, gashed for $299 in Baltimore. I feel like there's a lot of defensive tackles that can do that.
Wait, do you see any of the money that Cam signs? What I don't understand.
That's the point. I don't see any of the money. So you say get the bag, pay the man. We're not seeing any of that money. Why
did you earn the money? Did you earn it?
Did he earn the money?
Yes.
1-8, $299.
He was all pro last year. So. What are you talking about?
He's the best. But playoffs.
What are you talking
matter.
About?
We know that. We know the playoffs.
But you're paid off of individual success in the NFL. That's how it works.
And we're also, well, he's also paid off playoff performance.
No, he's not.
And it hasn't
he's
been
actually
good
not. That's not how it works.
Well, maybe that's why they haven't had the success then.
Thank you,
it's not Cam's fault that they don't have the playoff success. It's a team thing. You win as a team. And can you get it on the same, can you do it on the same page, game in and game out, to get yourself in a position to win playoff games together? But business is individual. You can make more money by winning in team success, sure. For sure. But there's a lot of guys that get paid a lot of money that are on crap teams. That's the business of it.
They don't go to the playoffs last year if Hayward wasn't as good as he was. He would tell you he needs to be better in playoff games. I'll tell you he needs to be better in playoff games. But he's the 36th highest paid defensive lineman in the sport. And he's a top five defensive lineman in the sport. And yeah, guys like the caller don't see the money.
Yep.
I don't really understand the point there, but these guys are paid to entertain you, and you spend money, and that money goes into the players' pockets. That's how this all works. 412-928-9370.
If you don't like it, don't spend the money.
I just don't understand. Like, people want to make real-world analogies all the time with this, and Jennifer Aniston's going to make a lot more money than you because people spend millions of dollars to watch her movies. I mean, that's just
right.
That's the way it works.
It's the entertainment business.
Like, should I make more than a doctor? No. Should Jennifer Aniston? Probably not. But that's what the market yields. I mean, that's just the way it is.
That's what America chose. That's the direction America chose. a long time ago.
Right.
Entertain.
It's reality. People pay for their entertainment.
Right.
A lot of our disposable income in this town goes into our pro sports teams. Jerseys and hats and shirts. And you go to the bar and you spend money there whenever you're watching the games. And you're going to pay for the premium cable packages, or you're going to cut the cord, and you're going to pay for ESPN, and you're going to pay for DirecTV, and you're going to watch the games. I mean, where do you think that money goes? Do you want it all to go into the owner's pocket?
Right.
Or do you want it to go into the pocket of the people who are actually doing the entertaining?
So why isn't anybody complaining about the owners? Like you said, literally in the first segment, like they make billions.
More often than not, I'm always going to come down on the side of the player who's earning the money than the owner who has millions and millions of dollars, however many times over. I mean, 412-928-9370. Coming up next, the Steelers, they spent money. God darn it. They spent money on an offensive lineman. We'll tell you about that guy when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette going to be joining us in 10 minutes, getting into preseason game number one. What has he seen in the most recent couple of practices? Someone on the YouTube writes in, Steve is his name. The Eagles would have told Cam goodbye and inserted Black and Harmon in there instead. Oh, you're telling me the team that paid Saquon Barkley a multi-year contract, and then after year one of the deal, reworked it to pay him more money, they would have told Cam to kick rocks?
Hmm.
They absolutely did not need to do that.
Mm-mm.
It made limited sense, actually, why they would do that. He's under contract, right? Oh, the Eagles wouldn't have done it. Those genius Eagles, and they are.
Well, they did win the Super Bowl.
Sure, fair enough, but you're paying one of your best players more money to keep one of your best players happy when that player just outperformed his current deal.
Yeah.
Do you understand my perspective on it? Like, I believe he deserves to get paid. I just think that the Steelers are in such an uncertain position with everything that paying these guys and committing to them like that doesn't necessarily make sense. The Eagles can do that because they won the Super Bowl. They can justify those signings. The Steelers,
they can. Well, wait a second. It's principle. Like, you either, because the biggest argument we're hearing all day, every day, when these things come up, and we've heard it a bunch today, is he's under contract, make him play out the current contract, regardless of whether you've won the Super Bowl or what. I mean, he was under contract, and they tore it up, pay him more money, when they could have had him still be an Eagle for cheaper.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And it's not like it's T.J. Watt, we're giving him $41 million. Meanwhile, the Steelers have made a move. They bring in Andrews Pete. Is that how you say it?
I don't know. Andrews.
Andrews. Andrews. They brought in Pete.
Pete.
Longtime left guard of the New Orleans Saints. Three-time Pro Bowler, who's also played a lot of left tackle in his career. He played 715 snaps at left tackle in 2023. He has well over 1,500 career snaps at left tackle over his career, Doran. Now, I don't think this guy's being brought in to take Broderick Jones' job, especially with what we've heard out of Broderick Jones the last couple of practices, but we have been desperately asking for some depth, and a guy who is guard and tackle capable, that's a perfect kind of signing you're looking for.
Yeah, he's a first-round Spencer Anderson.
Yes. He's seen a lot. You play that long, you play at that high of a level. Now, you look at PFF, the numbers from last year, he played all over the place. He didn't play very much. PFF was very unkind to him, but he came in pretty much in a stopgap role a couple of times, but he didn't play very many snaps.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he played, played a lot. He's actually pretty good.
He was what, a top 15 pick?
Andrews Pete?
Yeah.
You know, all the research I did on Andrews Pete, I didn't look when he was drafted.
I think 2015.
But he's a pretty good player in the league for a long time. And he's not what he once was, but if he's your first tackle off the bench, if something should happen to Faltanu or Broderick Jones, I think you're better today than you were yesterday.
13th pick of the 2015 draft.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You knew 2015, you knew top 15.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we pay you the medium bucks, Doran Dickerson.
Right.
Maybe I should go ask
for more.
You should go ask for more.
Callis would be mad at me.
He would. Yeah, I'll perform your contract.
And you'd be simping for me.
I'd be a simp, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big Doran fanboy. That's actually true.
Yeah.
And the caller called you Dorian.
Dorian.
Mm-hmm. My eyes are dry because we were laughing so hard during the last break that we were crying, and now they are drying over, and I feel like they're going to fall out of my head.
My throat.
My abs.
Yep. That was top five hardest laughs that we've ever had.
Oh yeah. Harry in his little propeller hat just squeezing a parakeet to death when he was 6 years old.
I was not wearing a propeller hat. But I do own one still. Yeah, that is true. You've never seen the Twitter video?
Of you in the propeller hat?
Yeah.
Put it out there. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 85, low of 55. Ooh, football in the air. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, as you get ready, maybe you're smoking some chicken or whatever on your big egg or whatever the heck it is. High of 89.
Oh, wow.
Low of 66 as you get ready for that Steeler game tomorrow.